Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and of course we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls, because we have with us today the world's leading expert on aspartame poisoning. His name is Dr. H.J. Roberts, and he has written the most amazing book. It's about a 1,000 pages on aspartame. It's got all the information, everything you ever wanted to know and couldn't find out elsewhere. And, of course, really what's so distressing is that this is a serious poison, and yet it's being put into our diet drinks and into so many of our foods today. And the Federal Drug Administration knew for so many years it was a very, very dangerous substance. They refused to authorize it, to allow it to be used in our foods until the advent of the Reagan administration. And on the team, the transition team, was a man named Donald Rumsfeld, who was from Searles. He was the CEO of Searles. And he got his man appointed head of the FDA just long enough to get aspartame legalized so that they could put it into our soft drinks so they could poison our children. And, well, Dr. Roberts, you've been studying this for many years. How can we rationalize putting something that is this toxic into substances which are ingested by not only children but adults?
Thank you for your interest. And the answer is we can't justify it. The FDA is in deceitful denial. That's my opinion. But they're in denial, notwithstanding the amount of volunteer data from consumers who've had all sorts of major problems. And they've even stopped keeping track of the complaints that come in.
I got the most touching letter about 2 days ago from one of our supporters, a woman who said that her granddaughter was trying to lose weight and she kept drinking the diet drinks, and she kept pleading with her to stop, and she wouldn't do it, and then she had a grand mal convulsion.
That's right.
And of course she died, and of course absolutely nothing they could do, and of course the autopsy, they didn't find anything at all. And, of course, nobody's going to come up and say it's aspartame poisoning. And yet, of course, haven't there been many instances just like that?
Of course. You know, the FDA has had hundreds of complaints of convulsions specifically related to this by consumers. And in my own database, we have over 180 persons who've had, patients and people, correspondents, have had grand mal seizures mostly, that also petit mal and other types of seizures. And it's just very distressing. Now, you see, aspartame was originally developed as a drug to treat peptic ulcers. It's much like the hormone gastrin.
I'm going to have to interrupt you there, because we're going to have to go to a break, as we're going to bring other stations onto our network. So we're going to be back in just a moment here with Dr. H.J. Roberts. We're going to be talking about aspartame and, of course, his amazing, amazing book about it. Is it about 1,000? How big is the book? 1,000 pages?
Over 1,038 pages.
1,038 pages. We'll be right back here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest this afternoon is Dr. H.J. Roberts. And Dr. Roberts has been studying, well, many things in medicine. We're going to do some other programs with him on vasectomies, but right now we're going to be talking about aspartame poisoning. And just as with so many other things, they're actually putting poisons in our food. And, of course, because as long as the FDA says it's all right, why? What are you going to do about it? Unless, of course, we can get some lawyers to do what they did with tobacco, and that is bring massive lawsuits against the producers of this. It started out Cyril. It went to Monsanto. Now there are three or four companies that are producing this, and they're putting it in so much of what we eat. And what sort of troubles or what sort of problems does aspartame create, other than the brain tumors that we know that it produces in animals and in humans, and certainly the hyper-irritability and convulsions? What else does it do to the human body?
Dr. Monteith, it reads like a textbook of medicine. And I must say that I'm a board-certified internist. I'm a member of the Endocrine Society and the American Academy of Neurology. And my first textbook in medicine, published by W.B. Saunders, was called Difficult Diagnosis, and that was 1958. So I've been at medicine a long time, and I've head up a research institute. And I wouldn't be saying something like I just said, that it reads like a textbook of medicine, if it weren't so. And these observations come from the trenches of medical practice. They're not something that has been construed and imagined. They're very real things with very real people in great deal of trouble. And it particularly affects, you ask, what kind of problems? Well, particularly the brain and the nervous system, headaches. In my own database now, I have over 1,300 of these people who might meet my criteria for what I call aspartame disease. But the headaches and the dizziness and the confusion and memory loss and the severe fatigue and the convulsions which you noted, and a whole group of neurologic problems that often, for instance, simulate multiple sclerosis or Alzheimer's disease. And the psychologic and psychiatric manifestations are just profound, especially the depression, the anxiety attacks, the panic attacks, and a group of other problems, severe insomnia. But particularly,
I'm going to have to ask you to hold that thought, because we've got just one more station we have to pull online, and then we'll be right back here with Dr. Roberts talking about aspartame. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our guest is Dr. Roberts, and of course he's a board-certified internist, and certainly he has been in medicine for a long time. And of course he's trying to let people understand the very, very real dangers that we face and that your children face, and they're putting this in the diet drinks, but actually they mask with this because it's in so many of the prepared foods, and unless you know what to look for, they're going to sneak this in, and you're not going to even wear this there because they keep changing the name, and they know how dangerous it is, they just don't want you to know how dangerous it is.
Well put.
Well, why don't you, of course, you mentioned, of course, the neurological problems, and of course it tends to mimic sometimes multiple sclerosis. Do these people actually develop the Bell indifference? Do they develop the progressive neurological or optic changes of multiple sclerosis?
Yes, and I have a firm statement that the diagnosis of multiple sclerosis should not be made definitive in individuals who are consuming these aspartame products until they've been off of them for one or several months, because the features will go into remission. Of course, the disease itself may go into remission, but there is a great deal of data about it, and I go into this in great detail in my books and tapes.
Well, you know, the thing that bothers me is I, up until recently, went to a neurology conference every week, And we had some very, very good neurologists in our community, but I never heard,
I'll top that.
All right.
Last night, we had a three-hour conference, a neurology conference that goes on once a year in this community, particularly about headache and a group of other neurologic disorders. And they had several renowned professors of neurology. And it's the same every single year. And I come home and I tell my wife, you know, they still don't get it. I didn't hear one word about hypoglycemia. I didn't hear one word about aspartame. I didn't hear, you know, I say these, in inquiring about these problems with severe headaches that don't respond to treatment and so forth. And so that was last night. And it was the same response. A year after year, you can hear a whole seminar on neurology, and yet these very basic things having to do with nutrition of the brain, that's where the hypoglycemia or the lack of blood, adequate circulating blood sugar to the brain, which it must have. You know, 98% of the energy of the brain comes from the metabolism of glucose to sugar. And the introduction of neurotoxins or excitotoxins, of which aspartame is one, you know, and a group of others. So you're absolutely right. Here, you can go through a whole seminar, and you'll never hear these things that in the trenches of medical practice, you have to ask these people, you know, about their how they eat and what they eat and when they eat and so forth.
And, of course, there's so many people that are just consuming massive amounts of Diet Cokes or Diet Pepsi or Diet, it doesn't really matter what it was, Dr. Pepper. But, you know, and then, of course, we see young people like Michael Fox coming down with Parkinson's, 40 years old and coming down with Parkinson's disease. And what is he, the spokesman for one of the diet drinks? Now, what is this toxic reaction reversible at all? If people get off of these medications, pardon me, get off of the aspartame, off of the diet drinks, will they improve to some extent?
Clinically, yes, in most instances, unless the damage is so profound. In most instances, when they become aware of the relationship, the symptoms will generally abate within weeks or 1 or 2 months, usually within weeks, and the patients notice the difference, along with other manifestations, whether it's itching or a rash or joint pain or various other things. Now, but the question is, at some point, does it become irreversible? As, for example, changes that I think it's accelerating Alzheimer's disease. Now, we have many young people in their 20s and 30s, prominent, you know, businessmen, and they've come to see me because of confusion and memory loss, and they thought they were coming down with Alzheimer's disease. When they stopped these products, fortunately, most of them, the confusion abated. But not only in this book, but in another book that I wrote several years ago, dealing with the prevention of Alzheimer's disease, I go into why this idea about it either initiating or accelerating Alzheimer's disease is quite valid. And it has to do with, for instance, the amino acids and the senile plaques and the neurofibrillary changes in the brain and so forth. So we don't know. Now, if people go blind. We have almost 30 in my own database have gone blind in one or both eyes, which is due in large measure probably to the methyl alcohol. That's methanol, wood alcohol, which is a poison.
And that's a breakdown product of the aspartame, isn't it?
Yes. It's 10% of it becomes free methyl alcohol. Methanol. Would you in your right mind drink methyl alcohol, doctor? You wouldn't, of course. And free methyl alcohol is rarely found in nature. But 10% of it, as soon as it hits the stomach, the methyl ester becomes methyl alcohol, which is a severe metabolic poison.
Well, now, how did this ever get through the Federal Drug Administration? I thought they were there to protect the American people.
I tell you, it is so disturbing because prior to the approval by that new FDA commissioner, soon after Reagan took office, the in-house scientists of the FDA said, don't approve this, especially with the very high incidence of brain tumors in rats. Now, you know, there's the Delaney Amendment to the 1958 Food and Drug Act. It says if a chemical or drug produces tumors, cancer in experimental animals, it shouldn't be approved for human use. The consultants for the General Accounting Office similarly said, don't approve this. And then in 1980, they had what was called the Public Board of Inquiry, headed up by a professor at MIT. And they said the same thing. Do not approve this for human use. So, so along comes this commission. It's all politics. Because you're dealing with a very powerful and a very wealthy industrial lobby. And over which consumers, unless you have somebody there in Congress or some who's raising hell, it just can't buck it. The physicians, for example, I've submitted dozens and dozens of what I thought were good papers. I've had over 250 papers published, you know, over 50 years. And I sent them to the top journals, the Journal of American Medical Association, the New England Journal of Medicine, the Lancet, and so forth, pointing out certain areas here. They were all turned down. So it's hard even, or even to get on a national program. Or, for example, I was a member of the Diabetes Association for 30, 35 years. I couldn't get an abstract of this, the effect of this on diabetics published for, you can get the abstract published. They didn't, forget about presenting the paper. They wouldn't even publish the abstract.
Well, why don't you tell us what the relationship is to diabetes? Because I think this is so important.
Well, of course, I'm an endocrinologist. And, of course, to see people with diabetes and hypoglycemia, low blood sugar attacks, and these people should stay away from sugar. Because, you know, of the effects on insulin and so forth. In my opinion, as I pointed out in that abstract that they would not publish, the aspartame can aggravate diabetes, may even initiate diabetes, but aggravation meaning they suddenly have to increase the amount of insulin they're taking or the other drugs. It can aggravate the complications of diabetes, especially in the eye, the retinopathy, and the nerves, the neuropathy. And I go into this in great detail in my book. Or it can simulate these complications. In other words, a person's diabetic, having trouble with their vision, they say, oh, it's your diabetes. But if they're drinking this, it may be the aspartame. So that's how it does it. It can aggravate the condition and its complications, or can simulate them. Now, for example, if they're having eye problems, they're consuming this, and they stop these products, the visual symptoms generally clear up in a couple weeks or so. Well, that's not going to happen in the case of a full-blown, legitimate diabetic neuropathy or retinopathy.
All right, fine. So basically, of course, this it will attack the pancreas. What about the other endocrines? Will it affect the other endocrine organs as well?
Well, like in women, they can either have profuse bleeding or they can lose their periods because the amino acids, especially the phenylalanine, increases a thing called prolactin, the hormone, and they stop having their periods.
What about their children? What about the birth defects, things like that in children?
Oh, well, I have the one place I've made a dent is I told obstetricians and gynecologists, no pregnant woman should consume these products because the aspartame and particularly its components crosses the placenta and concentrates four or five times on the fetal side of the placenta. Now we're talking about developing fetus, and in turn these unique amino acids cross the blood-brain barrier, get into the brain, and interfere with the important neurotransmitters of the brain.
Now, aren't there actually animal studies that demonstrate that?
Yeah. And see, that blood-brain barrier is nature's defense to protect us against toxins getting into the brain.
All right, we're going to be back here in just a few moments with Dr. H.J. Roberts. We'll welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. This is Dr. Stan here, and I just want to mention that if you feel run down, if you feel that you need more energy, have you ever considered taking Be Alive Royal Jelly? Now, I've taken this for about 10 years on my own and along with my family. We've been very, very satisfied with it, and recently the Be Alive people approached us and asked if we'd like to have them sponsor us for a month. So we certainly agreed to that because we think it's a great product, and I think you will too. Let me suggest that you call 1-866-233-7500. That's 1-866-233-7500. The product is sold with a money-back guarantee. So give them a call at 1-866-233-7500 and simply ask to learn more about Be Alive Royal Jelly. I think that you'll be very, very satisfied with this product.
Hello, this is health journalist Bill Sardi, and there's no better time to establish a biological response kit in your home. In an age when we hear about biological threats, more common are cases of E. coli in our food, cryptosporidium in our tap water, and staph germs, viruses, and molds in our air conditioning systems. Why be a sitting duck and run to the doctor after you've got a problem? Why not take something to stay healthy, like Alamex, the all-new 100% pure Allicin garlic extract. You won't find Alamex in stores, but you'll find it by calling 866-405-4000. Alamex is equivalent to 15 cloves of fresh crushed garlic. And guess what? It's odor-free. Call 866-405-4000.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and at times like this, we don't know what the future is going to hold, and I hope nothing's going to happen, but I will tell you that everything I read, and after I've been studying things for 40 years, I think we're moving into the most uncertain times of our lives. And I really think that everybody should have at least some means of being sure you could have a potable water. You can get by without food, but you can't get by without water. And, of course, we have these water filters, the Big Berkey and, of course, the Berkey Light. The Big Berkey is what the missionaries have been using for well over 100 years. This is a stainless steel container on top. It takes 2.5 gallons of water, and it filters two in the lower unit that holds 2.5 gallons of water. Uses a ceramic filter, which filters the water and takes out the bacteria and many of the minerals that are in there. It does a good job. Of course, the filters can be cleaned over and over again. And, of course, the Big Berkey ordinarily is $279. And we sell it for $239. And if you buy it from us, you'll get a four-tape set or a video that we have actually produced. Now, the Big Berkey is sold in every state except for California and Iowa. So if you'd like, of course, to find a different type of filter of a Berkey, there is a Berkey Light. It's actually made of a plastic that they make bulletproof glass out of. And, of course, it's clear so you can see the water levels. The filter really is much more efficient. It's a black Berkey filter. And, of course, it purifies the water rather than filtering it. And, of course, it'll take out the bacteria. There's just nothing recognizable. The bacteria don't get through. And most of the minerals are taken out very, very efficiently. The only thing is, of course, after a couple, 2, 3, 4 years, you have to replace those filters. They won't last as long as the other ones will. However, the Berkey Light is available. It gets sold in every state but Iowa. So the other thing, it's $199 unless you want to get the lights. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And, of course, if you'd like to see them, go up to our website at RadioLiberty.com, and you can see them both. Well, Dr. Stan back here. Our guest this afternoon is a Dr. H.J. Roberts, and he is, of course, board certified. He's an endocrinologist. He's an internist. And, of course, we're talking about aspartame. Of course, it's in so many of our foods today, and they've actually sort of masked it. They may call it a NutraSweet, or they may call it lots of other things. What are some of the other names that they put on that?
Well, things like Equal. It is the quote sugar substitute and Crystallite, and there are over 9,000 of these products. And I would joke with people and say, "Well, if you go on a market, it's not on your left; it's on your right." So over 9,000, and they're being consumed by over 2/3 of the population, and the numbers are even much higher than 2/3.
And of course,
if it is a neurotoxin, a poison, an excitotoxin being consumed in prodigious amounts, then it is a major public health threat.
Well, now, of course, do the excitotoxins actually kill or destroy brain cells?
Yes.
And this is an excitotoxin. It's like MSG and aspartame are the two major excitotoxins that I come in contact with today.
It's a profound neurotoxin. And I've gone into some of the others, like the MSG, in my book on prevention of Alzheimer's disease, which is a new disease, incidentally, of the 20th century.
But the thing is, the average individual has no idea. I mean, the average doctor has no idea about
that.
That's
right.
That's really the frightening thing. And, you know, I love doctors, and they really want to do the right thing. But because the drug companies control the medical magazines, because they
absolutely
run on advertisements, because they give money for the various meetings, they are not going to allow the doctors to learn this. So you need to get the information, and you need to take it to your doctor so he can let other people know about this. Now, certainly, efforts are being made, and we've had Betty Martini on our program. She has an organization known as Mission Possible, and a website. I think it's a doorway, DORWAY, either .org or .com. I don't remember which, but you need to get her information. You need to get Dr. Roberts' information, because this is the definitive book on this toxin that is so widely being used in America today. Is this being used throughout the rest of the world, or are other countries really concerned about their people?
Oh, yes. I just got a call yesterday from a gentleman in London whose wife in her 40s had profound problems with it. And the problem with the UK is that they won't publish it in the main periodicals there because they don't have a First Amendment the way we do to our Constitution. And if they say something on like the front page, an expose like we're talking about, they're going to be dragged in court. But it is a great problem throughout the world.
Well, I think it was so interesting. We had Betty Martini on the line talking with us about a week or so ago, and she was going over to England to talk about the dangers of aspartame, and somebody, one of the manufacturers, actually got to the immigration department to arrest her and hold her and try to intimidate her and to keep her from talking over there. Fortunately, she got through, and then she's, of course, trying to get to the European Parliament to let them know what's going on. And the trouble is that really our elected representatives don't know if they try to do anything. We're talking about a multi-million-dollar business.
Billion-dollar
business. And, you know, this...
You pointed out about the doctors. Many of the patients, what they do is they purchase my book, and they bring it to the doctor and say, read this, you know. The patients, fortunately, the Internet has leveled the playing field to some extent.
Amen to that.
You have interested individuals who do their studies and research, and that's an amazing thing, but the vast majority of physicians, and again, I've been in medicine for over 5 decades or so, and they have no awareness of this because it's kept from them.
That's absolutely right. Now, somebody just called in, and they wanted to know, is aspartame worse for you than eating processed sugar? My mom is always telling me how bad sugar is. So that's the question.
Well, first, obviously, most people should not consume excessive sugar, sucrose, and so forth. But when people ask me about this and what constitutes a proper diet, I say, well, if you use a limited amount of sugar combined with the other nutrition, you know, proteins and fat and so forth, that's probably better and safer than aspartame.
Amen. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and I just want to tell you about a couple of things that we carry. First of all, we carry Miracle Tooth soap products, and it's a long way from being an orthopedic surgeon to be a soap salesman, but it's a good soap. We actually put it out to an awful lot of people. They've tried it, they like it, and they tell their friends. Now, we can't make any medical claims on this, but we will tell you that an awful lot of people who use it do make medical claims, and that we don't have any double-blind studies on it, but, you know, people will use it for sunburn, they'll use it for all sorts of things, insect bites, and there's a soap, and there is a moisturizing soap, and there is a lotion, and there is a gel, and there is a neutralizer, which some people take because they seem to think that it helps them as far as their heartburn is concerned. Anyway, you can only try it and see if it helps you. It's just a very, very alkaline, highly mineralized solution. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 and ask for information on Miracle 2 soap, or better still, why I get an introductory offer at a reduced price of the Miracle 2 products. And then, of course, we carry something called Monopoly, and it's a game that is played like Monopoly, but it's a game that will teach you something, and it'll teach you and it'll teach your children how to read and spell and pronounce words phonetically. And all I can do is tell you that so many of our young people today are being deliberately dumbed down, and of course they would have a hard time reading anything in the way of a textbook because, of course, they do not understand the art of phonics, and they're simply using the look-see technique that has been known not to work for 75 years, and that's the reason they're using it in our schools. So if you'd like to get a Monopoly program set, and, you know, most of these reading programs are $300, $400, $500. This one is $139.95 plus shipping, and, of course, we throw in a couple of books. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And lastly, we want to mention the Institute on the Constitution. If you'd like to do something to educate others about our freedom, our country, the foundations of this nation that once made us the envy of the world, why don't you consider setting up an Institute of the Constitution? Basically, it's 12 videos. There are two extra videos by David Barton and a book that tells you how to run a class. And, of course, it's $99. And why don't you give him a call at the Institute of the Constitution, and that's 410-760-6759. That's 410-760-6759, or go to their website, which is IOTC Online, IOTC, Institute on the Constitution Online, and, of course, ask for information on the Institute and setting up a home program, because if we don't do that, who's going to? Well, I guess this afternoon is Dr. Roberts. We're talking about the dangers of aspartame, and people said, oh, you're always talking about the dangers of something. Well, if I don't tell you there's a danger there, where are you going to hear it? You're certainly not going to hear it from Donald Rumsfeld, who actually used his position of power as chairman of the board of CERL to introduce a product that he knew produced brain tumors and produced convulsions and brain damage. All of this information was well known, which was why for well over, 12 or 14 years, how was it long had the FDA been holding off approval of this product?
Oh, it was held off for at least 6 or 7 years, at least. When they found these brain tumor studies, Rumsfeld was, of course, in the White House and in government, and he was brought in as made president of G.D. Searle so they could get this approval of aspartame. In fact, it was considered so dangerous by the soft drink industry before it was approved in 1983 to be added to soft drinks that the soft industry actually came out and put a suit through to prevent aspartame from being added to soft drinks.
But, of course, they put it in now, don't they?
Oh, yeah. You're talking about the Constitution, and I want to go back to what I said. We are so fortunate to have that First Amendment, the ability to be able to say things by our communication this way nationally and so. That's a remarkable thing we have.
And, of course, we're losing it and losing it very rapidly.
Well, my wife recently ran for Congress. She was in government here for nearly 25 years, 16 years as a county commissioner here. And so, at any rate, and just, you know, went by even though she raised $1.5 million in trying to promote some of these things we're talking about, the Republicans outspent her 3 or 4 times and so forth. It was an amazing thing. But anyway, getting back to aspartame, and incidentally, they have just released my 3 audio cassette set on aspartame disease. It goes well over 3 hours or so forth, and it was just released a couple days ago.
Well, if anybody would like to get, what is that, $27.95?
Yes, that's the 3 cassette
set. All right.
Set.
So if you'd like to get that 3 cassette set on aspartame, specifically request the Dr. Roberts 3 tape set, and give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And of course, this book is really very, very important. It's well over 1,000 pages. It is the definitive work on this. And you need to get this information, and you need to help us educate the medical profession that is not getting this, because of course the drug companies control the medical schools. They finance the medical schools. They finance the medical journals. They finance the medical meetings. And I know, I've been there. And, of course, you try to buck their system, and you run into real, real problems, because there are a tremendous amount of money here, and there really are people out there who don't care that this has been shown in animals to produce brain tumors. And there's laws against putting anything, in people that produces brain tumors in animals. But that's all right. I mean, who's going to enforce the law? Donald Rumsfeld? Now, of course, Secretary of Defense. But at that time that he got this thing through, he was CEO of Cyril, and a multi-billion-dollar scam was put over on the American people. And then, of course, it produces convulsions. And I started the program talking about this letter we got from one of our listeners just the other day. Her granddaughter had been drinking excessive amounts of aspartame, Diet Pepsi or Diet Coke, I don't know which one, and she'd pleaded with her to stop, and as so many young children, she was just too fat, she wanted to lose weight, she wouldn't listen to anybody, and had a grand mal convulsion, and died.
You know, that's another sad thing that's afflicted our society. I call it the fear of fat, and this is a tragedy. You know, and this obsession to slim down and so forth, not accept what you are and how you genetically made and so forth, that's a tragedy for our country. It's called the fear of fat. And in some of my other books, I go into this in great detail.
And I think you're absolutely right. And, but all we see on television, these skinny girls, they don't know how
they're only a small, or the models, but they're only a small fragment of the population. They're genetically, thin. And so, it's very sad because, they'll go on these, as you point out, they develop seizures or, all sorts of mental problems. And then, amongst other things, when they consume this, like this young lady you were talking about who died, they become addicted to the aspartame, especially the methyl alcohol. And that's why the grandmother was saying, get off of this, but she couldn't because she was probably addicted, and every time she tried to cut down or stop, you get these terrible withdrawal symptoms.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And this is really a terrible, terrible thing. But of course, you're not going to hear about this. And sometimes people are like Betty Martini going into England, and of course somebody's paid off the immigration department to try to intimidate her. Well, you have a pretty hard time intimidating Betty Martini. And she's a very wonderful person. And, her husband, apparently 10 years ago when he retired, said, do you want to see the world or do you want to save the world? And she said, we're going to save it. So let's go to Steve, who's calling us from Salinas here. And if they'll just go ahead and screen him over to us, why, we'll talk to Steve and see what he has to say. And, of course, hi, Steve. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Thank you, Dr. Stan. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
I would like to ask both you and your guest if there has been a link between aspartame and migraine headaches.
Oh yes. The answer is yes. Yes, yes, yes.
I mean, this
in
is
my
true.
Database, we're running like 43 to 45% people with severe headaches, mostly migraine, but also other atypical headaches. Now, if you go to a population, maybe 7 or 8% of people have headaches, not 45%. And it's so clear when these people, these consumers and patients, and they stop at the headaches, go away, they re-challenge themselves, the headache comes back promptly. And they've done this 5, 10 times and so forth, and then they're convinced of the relationship. There is no question, and I've written about this extensively, that...
Go ahead.
Yeah, there is a relationship between aspartame and headache.
Okay, that's question number one. You have another question, Steve.
Yeah, real quick, if I can. Saccharin, any problem?
No. You know, that's what opened this the door to this industry when they said it was it caused urinary bladder tumors based on a few rats up in the University of Wisconsin study. And so, well, that was wrong. And I go into it in great detail, and the FDA has delisted it, saccharin, as a carcinogen and so forth. It does not cause, because the studies were done in rats that have a secrete a certain thing in the urine that humans don't do, and that causes the saccharin to agglutinate and irritate the bladder.
Well, thank you so very much. I appreciate it.
Okay, fine. Thanks so much for calling, Steve. And our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or out across America at 464-8295. And this is really such an important subject. But then, of course, we have so many poisons that are being, my goodness, the government's so concerned about, the mercury in the fish or the...
What about the fluoride?
Right. But you see, they don't talk about the fluoride. You see, they talk about the mercury in the fish, but not about the mercury in our vaccines, and certainly never about fluoride.
Yeah. In my book on Alzheimer's disease, I point the fluoride is a severe neurotoxin.
And, of course, you're talking about the fluoride they put in the drinking water, right?
Yeah, and that's unconscionable.
I know it is. And the tragedy is, of course, here there are very effective means of at least filtering it out, and they won't even let those be sold here in the state of California, and they're mandating it being put in. And I think a lot of our politicians have been well paid off for this, and the tragedy
is... I've been asked to become as a friend of the community and a number of our communities here when they're trying to fluoridate the water. And it's you would not believe the testimony that is set forth that they're lies.
I talked to a professor in a dental school up in Toronto who had actually been very much a pro-fluoride. He began to study this. He realized he made a mistake. He made a public statement saying, I was wrong. I mean, this is dangerous. It's a poison. They went after him. They threatened his family. They threatened his job.
Oh, yeah.
When I talked to this man, I said, would you come on my program? He said, no, I'm afraid to. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what's happening. They use the threats and intimidation, and they threatened, and he said, look, I've got a family, if I lose this job, what am I going to do? And they said, we're going to get your job if you keep talking and letting the people know the truth. Let's go to David, who's calling us from Gonzales. Hi, David, how are you doing?
How's it going, Dr. Stan?
Doing great.
My question would be, Splenda, I know someone's asked that question before.
Okay, what about Splenda?
Well...
If it's a toxin also?
We don't have a lot of information that we should have had by this time. It's a chlorinated derivative of sucrose, table sugar. And the problem is that it causes a lot of things in animals. It causes changes in the liver and the kidneys and the thymus gland and a few other things. And... in diabetics, it increases what we call glycosylated hemoglobin, and also it's probably mutagenic. That is, may induce changes related to tumor formation. Plus, there are impurities like lead and arsenic and a whole bunch of other things. So the problem is that a lot of this information has not surfaced, and I don't know how to answer this exactly, except that I have reservations about it.
All right. I think that's an honest answer. In other words, we don't know everything about it. There are not enough studies out there. But, of course, there should be a
There's
lot of studies.
There's a lot of stuff that's never published.
Right.
And that is also that's unethical. If they do studies, but they don't publish them.
Well, of course, they can't get them published. You know, sometimes if you come out against the generally held opinion, they're not going to put your papers in any more than they'll put your papers on diabetes in so many of the journals.
Right, you know. Go ahead, David.
No, yes, because I have a friend that has diabetes, so he has to drink. He doesn't have to drink soft drink, but he drinks soft drinks with the aspartame, and I told his wife, go on the internet and find out and give him the information, because she told him the dangers of aspartame.
Oh, yeah, but get him off of that.
Yeah, I have about 6 or 7 books dealing in various aspects of this on the publisher's site, www.sunsentpress.com. And there are a whole list of these other books, like the problem with the breast implants, the silicone breast implants, that led to enormous billions and billions of dollars in these women, figure conscious women consuming large amounts, complaining of what thought systemic reaction of the body. You looked at them and they absolutely superimposed upon aspartame problems, and there's been no evidence, or very little evidence, that the silicone causes changes like that. So there is a great travesty. Billions and billions of dollars with the wrong product is being sued.
Right. And this is the real problem. Well, of course, this book that Dr. Roberts is talking about, we do carry that if you'd like to go to his website. Do you have a website up there?
Oh, yeah. And there's an 800. The publisher has an 800 number.
Okay.
800-827-7991.
Okay, fine.
And the website is www.sunsentpress.com. SunsentPress.com, and they can look at the titles here. There's especially things like Alzheimer's disease and so forth.
Okay, anything else, David?
That should do it. Thanks again, Dr. Stan.
Well, let's just take a moment and talk a little bit about your book we have on vasectomies. And so many men have had vasectomies. They think that this is a harmless procedure. They're told there's nothing to worry about. I just go ahead and they're not going to have any more children. But what are the downside of the men having vasectomies?
We have to spend a program on that.
All right.
Because it goes back to grandmother's advice. It's easy to get into trouble and very hard to get out of it. There is no operation that I know of in humans that produces the autoimmune response as this so-called simple operation of vasectomy. It is simple. We'll do it and go back to work the next day or two and so forth. But the man is then subject to becoming allergic to his own sperm, and that in turn leads to a whole bunch of problems. And this is another area that, most physicians, they're not aware of this, or they minimize it, and there's lack of informed consent.
Well,
you know that, the problem of, proper informed consent.
But if the doctor doesn't know, and this is not in the medical literature.
But if a doctor has done this procedure 100 or 1,000 or 5,000 times, then legally, he is supposed to be keeping up with the literature. And there is some in my books. In my paper, I had the leading article in the Journal of the American Medical Association about 20 years ago on this. But that's another subject.
All right. Well, we'll have to plan taking that on another occasion. Well, we're just about out of time. Do you have any parting thoughts for our listeners today?
First, I want to thank you for your interest and that of your listeners. And you can challenge everything I've said, but first you got to do your homework. But you can do a great deal of good by alerting your friends, your neighbor, your family, that if they're having difficult problems that defying diagnosis or treatment, raise this issue if the individuals are consuming it, especially in family, because about 20% of my data from 2 to 6 or 7 individuals have had aspartame disease, and often this in the same way. It's an amazing thing. So if you have this, you've got to clue into your relatives. And this often comes up at family meetings and reunions and so forth. They start comparing notes. So that's a good thing you can do, is to, all right, be objective and be have your reservations about what I'm saying. But I can tell you, I've been in medicine a long time, and I would not have gone off on this tangent unless, like what Betty says, you know, we want to save the world.
Amen. Well, God bless you. Thanks so very much. I really appreciate you being with us.
Great.
We'll be talking to you later. Bye-bye. Okay, fine. That was Dr. Roberts. And of course, we carry his book. Give us a call at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. It's over 1,000 pages long. And right here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and let me tell you about a couple of things. Of course, there's going to be a conspiracy conference. It's going to be over in Santa Clara on the Memorial Day weekend. That is the 24th and the 25th of May. And, of course, you can doors open. You can be there at 7 o'clock in the morning if you want to. I'm going to be talking at 9 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to be all day long until late at night and until 10 o'clock on Sunday. There's going to be a dinner there. And, of course, it's going to be a fascinating time. There's going to be panel discussion as the people from the right, the left, the Democrats, the Republicans, coming from a Christian point of view, myself, and the people who are coming from an entirely different point of view, all know there's a conspiracy out there, but what is it? Well, I think you'll be fascinating. I hope you'll want to come. If you'd like more information, go to their website, conspiracycon.com, conspiracycon.com, or call 209-832-0999. That's 209-832-0999. You can show up at the door, but you'll get a better price if you check ahead of time and make reservations ahead of time. Well, let me tell you about some other things. First of all, we have a great video, and it's called Iraq, the Untold Story. You can get it by itself, or you can get it with the syllabus. You can get the video and the syllabus together. That's Iraq, the Untold Story. It'll give you the story of all the wars we've had and then why we really went into Iraq. Who made the decision? When it was made? It was made back in 1997 by a little group known as the Project for the New American Century. We'll have their material, read it, understand. And then, of course, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for Iraq, the Untold Story, the video, the syllabus, or both together at a special discounted price. And then, of course, in times like these, I think it's a good idea to have food and other things on hand and just hope and pray you never need them. But believe me, we're living in very uncertain times, because what we've done in the Middle East is eventually going to lead to a strike back at this country and a destabilization of this country. And believe me, they know how to do that. So if you'd like to know more, why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Ask for a ready reserved food catalog and we'll send it to you, and you can see what you need. There's a lot more there besides food, lots of other things that you would need. At least make some plans, some preparations. I will tell you that the federal government is making plans for their people. I talked to Dave Sibley, who runs Ready Reserve Food, this morning. He told me the government officials are making plans for themselves, but they're of course not making plans for you. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for a Ready Reserve Food catalog. Well, Dr. Stan back here, and of course, once again, I want to mention to our listeners that if you'd like to find out about the Big Berkey water filter or the Berkey light water filter, go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. If you'd like to buy them through us, the Big Berkey is $239, but it's not available in California or Iowa. The Berkey light without the lights is $199 plus shipping, and it is available in every state but Iowa. And, of course, you can see the pictures of them on our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Go there, take a look, and hopefully you'll want to get one of those to us. And because if you get it to us, why, you'll get either a four-tape set we produced or a video we produced. Again, our number, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And then I want to quickly mention Alamax products, which is Allison. It is a garlic product. And if you'd like to get it, certainly many people have taken it and say that they didn't get colds anywhere near as readily as they had before. And certainly we know garlic is good as far as the blood pressure. It's good as far as lowering the cholesterol, thinning your blood. Give us a call at 866-405-4000. Call 866-405-4000. If you'd like to find out about Be Alive Royal Jelly products, which are, of course, designed by nature, seem to give you a great deal more in the way of energy. You don't get so tired. Give them a call at 866-233-7500. That's 866-233-7500. And for Be Alive Royal Jelly, it's sold with a money-back guarantee. And at the end of 3 months, if you don't feel better, why, they'll give you your money back. So give them a call at 866-233-7500. That's Be Alive Royal Jelly. Well, this is the time I have to tell you that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. And if you're out there listening to us, we hope that many of you will decide you're going to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us do what we do 5 hours every day. So for a suggested gift of $20 a month or more, you'll get our 4 best tapes of the month. You'll get our monthly newsletter, but more than that, you'll be helping us stay on the air. And we actually have about 55 outlets across America every week. I mean, I wish we were on every station every day. We're not, but at least we're a voice that is pointing out that we're involved in a spiritual battle being played out on a political, cultural, ideological, economic, financial battlefield. So if you'd like, again, to join the Radio Liberty family, again, the number 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. If you'd like to get a free copy of our newsletter, and our March newsletter, I would recommend, because it really will give you the background of why we went into Iraq and the story you're not going to get elsewhere. Why 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Please go to our website at radioliberty.com, and you can listen to our programs there 5 hours every day and not get anything accomplished. Or you can certainly pull down our archive programs. You can pull down our newsletters, and we encourage you to get those newsletters, copy them, and get them into other people's hands. And, of course, you're welcome to copy any of our audio tapes and get those into other people's hands as well, because we have to really depend upon our listeners to reach others. This is the only means we have of reaching the people across America so that they can begin to understand the true nature of what's going on. And tragically, so many good people who love America are solidly behind this war, which was planned in 1997 and, believe me, had nothing to do with what you were told as to why we were going to war. And, of course, the question is, if we were really going there for the weapons of mass destruction, where were they? Why, they'd been moved into Syria. They knew they'd been moved into Syria, but you couldn't tell the American people that. Oh, they'll find it there one day, and then we'll go to war with Syria, too. Well, pray for America. Pray for our leaders. Pray for revival in America, because we don't turn back to God. God's going to turn against America, and pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Are you going to the baseball game on the 14th with Eric?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
You think I'm a baseball?
Well, yeah, Eric's going to go out and Wednesday the 14th, he's got a baseball game. Cal's going to go with him, so we'll just have to find somebody else to look after the store here.
Wednesday the
14th.